The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger here with you on the Power Hour. I hope you had a nice turkey day. I know. And today's Cyber Monday. See, the merchants of the earth always got this figured out. No, thank I know. You're going, Krieger, come on. You got a Power Mall. Aren't you a merchant of the earth? You know, we try to do the right thing. We're not out there selling big screen TVs and all that other garbage that everybody lines up for. As a matter of fact, we've got some news about that that is a little disconcerting. People are shopping online. And of course, those of you shopping at the Power Mall, we're no different. We are having a cyber sale too. We got to go along with what the merchants of the earth are doing because it seems to be the only thing that people are paying attention to. So to benefit our shortwave listeners, to make sure that they can all participate, we are running this cyber sale Monday and Tuesday. And if you spend $75, you get 15% off your order. Spend $75, get 15% off. No code is necessary at checkout. We've already got it figured in. And, of course, we are extending our OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle. You get two packages of silver lozenges, a vitamin C and a vitamin D. The bundle retail is $70.90, but you can pick it up for $53. Don't forget to add your silver gel 24 part per million and OptiVita silver liquid 10 part per million to complete your winter wellness bundle and stay healthy. I took my 2 tablespoons of the OptiVita silver liquid 10 part per million this morning, which is why I'm in rare form. Wow. All right. Our guest scheduled for this week, we're going to be talking about global warming propaganda today. Yeah, we'll be talking about the definition of gaslighting. Yeah, we've been gaslit on this subject matter long enough. Gregory Wrightstone's going to be here to join us at the top of next hour. On Tuesday, Michael Cremo, Forbidden Archaeology. On Wednesday, Dr. Eric Naputi. Now, he is a St. Louis chiropractor that the medical boards are after him now. And you know, censoring, punishing. I mean, they did everything to knock him off. I remember back in 2020 when he was first on the air talking about this stuff and talking about taking vitamin D, lots of it, to stop the infection and keep yourself out of the hospital. And now the FTC, of course, is suing Eric Naputi. And, of course, I've seen him at the Clay Clark Reawaken America tour. So understand, you know, he has been a target of the federal government ever since he opened his mouth and posted it and went public. We'll be talking to him this week as well as Matthew Landman. And, of course, Susan Smith-Jones joins us on Friday. So there you have the guest schedule for the week. Some interesting conversation. And, of course, lots happened over the weekend. I mean, we have a full meal deal for you. For those of you who are not subscribing to the email blast, you really are missing out. You can get these on your cell phone simply by, you know, dialing up the Power Hour and typing in 22828. In world news, your favorite bunch of misfits, malfeasance, and miscreants, and mine, the World Health Organization, says the term monkeypox is racist. And now they have decreed, they have issued a decree, hail who? Hail who? Mpox is the new alternative. We shall refer to this disease, which we have a vaccine for, as Mpox, because monkeypox is inherently racist. We don't want to offend the monkeys. See, now what's really funny is people who actually buy into this crap. There are people out there that actually, God, Darwin, man, I'm telling you, that's the first name that pops into my head. Like, these people don't need to be here. They need to just leave the gene pool completely. There are people out there that believe this BS. I would like to say what that actually stands for, because I'm that really perturbed at these people. But, you know, we can't say that on the radio, even if we use an alternative voice. Yeah, I can't do that.
Hey, what are you talking about, Krieger? Huh? You don't fart?
Yeah, well, I tell you what. Yeah, see, everything that I've been talking about years ago, I have people calling me, they're going, hey, remember everybody thought you were crazy because you were putting out all this information that they thought was conspiracy theory? Well, now they're calling me, telling me, hey, remember that guy that used to say all the crazy stuff? Well, everything he said is coming true. Yeah, we said that a long time ago, didn't we? Way back in the 90s, I was recognizing a lot of this stuff. And, of course, it's a three-cup of coffee day. In India,
oh, by gosh, by golly, I'm not like you're liking this.
Now India is testing retail central bank digital currency. Yeah. Not only is our Fed in New York planning on launching a 12-week pilot program, now they're going to do it in India. The Economic Times of India is reporting the National Payments Corporation of India is going to host a platform for the digital rupee payment system. During the testing phase, the Reserve Bank of India wants each commercial bank in the pilot to test retail use of the digital rupee with 10 to 50,000 users. Well, folks, those of you in India better not be using your credit cards, because this is exactly what they want. They want you to use your debit card and your credit card because they want to take us to a cashless society. And here's the thing. It's happening here. Those of you in New York, here's a little exercise that's harmless. Take your debit cards, go to your ATMs, and pull out as much cash as you can out of your ATM. Now, why do I say that? Because that is one way that you can send a message to your local bank and your government that you do not want to participate in the digital currency society. Keep withdrawing your money. This is what the Brits did to convince their government they didn't want this. And the Irish, they just flat out threatened, well, we're closing our bank accounts, to hell with you. Scared the banks and they dropped it. The government dropped it. Not about to do that. Not in Ireland, they're not. But see, we're just going, I'm going based on what history has shown us and what people have done to revolt peacefully against this movement. And it's like Darlene in Indiana said last week on our show, parting comment about people need to learn to say no. You know, I'm surprised that more people don't know that, given that that's the first word most kids learn growing up, starting with a two-year-old. No. You know, usually because they're into the pots and pans, right? And right when you're trying to have a decent conversation with friends or on the phone, you hear this bam, 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 bam. He just found a spoon and a pot, and he's making noise. He's letting you know he's here. He thinks it's the neatest thing, banging on pots. Now, forget about all those toys you put under the Christmas tree. No, he likes your pots and pans. So the whole idea is making noise can be done peacefully simply by saying no. We're not putting up with this. And people are going, well, what do I do? You can quietly protest by going to your local ATM or going to your bank ATM if the withdrawals are free, and they usually are. And every day, show up and pull out money and drain your account and keep doing it, because a teller at some point in time or somebody's going to ask you, how come you're draining all the money out of your account? Because I'm not participating in the cashless society. And you should not either. You need to tell them off. Tell I will close my account. Tell all my friends to come in here and close their accounts, and you'll have nobody. You will have no business. You see, and this is the thing. All these major woke companies are all banking with all the major institutional lenders. Name one. Bank of America, Chase, they're all there. Wells Fargo? Yeah, they're all there. Citibank, U.S. Bank, Anybody that participated in securitization of loans. Yeah. Remember that Clinton, boy, I mean, they must have made his foundation fat and sassy. Because they donate, and get him to make comments and statements. It's all about the money. You know, see, if there was, sometimes I wish they would drop an EMP in the center of the United States, because then we'd all be on a level playing field. Even the government has admitted that. We'd all be on a level playing field, except for those that have EMP shields and have generators and are ready to rock and roll like our government is. But hey, you know what? The rest of America is not even prepared for this. No, they spend all our tax dollars readying themselves for the inevitable. And do they tell we the people, hey, maybe you should be looking into this and changing your lifestyle a little bit to accommodate this? No, they don't bother telling anybody you need to put an EMP shield in your car. They don't tell anybody anything. You need to be EMP ready. You need to have a backup generator. They don't even tell you what a Faraday bag is. We do. You got to have some way to charge your phone, even though the cell towers may be fried. You got to have a shortwave radio, because more than likely, you are going to be able to pick up stations outside of the United States and listen to the news as to what's going on, because your satellite dish, everything else you've got out there, I don't care what system you bought, going to get fried unless you have an EMP shield on it. You got to stop it. See, and there's this little device here that you can put on your antenna. I'm holding up here right now in the screen for those of you who want to see it. I'll hold that up right there. You notice it has a little ground screw right there. That's to hook a number 12 gauge wire up to the bottom and ground it to a grounding rod. And both sides, as you can see, have a coax on both sides. This is what police cars can use on the inside of their vehicles to protect the antenna, right? Now, for those of you not watching it, you can go to Rumble and Brighteon. You can watch this after the broadcast, and you can also hit our video link on our website and see what I just showed you. This little device right here will protect your antenna and everything connected to it so your radio can operate. But if you don't have that in there, see, and I'm talking about your digital satellite system, all that stuff can be protected. They thought of everything, folks. But the thing is, if people are not prepared, are not going to be informed, if you're not informed because we're in the dark ages, then you have to go based on instinct. And if you see your neighbor coming out of their house with guns, and you know they haven't been preparing, and they're headed in your direction because they know you have, because you opened your mouth and told everybody you were preparing, bad move. And that's going to get you in trouble, because you're going to end up having to deal with your nosy, nasty neighbor. So, you know, it doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing. You know, this is part of civil unrest that we need to think about. And it's not what you think about, you bring about. It's, see, prepping these days, the government is demonized. They've been doing this forever. They've been demonizing everybody that's been trying to act like grandma and grandpa. And what they taught us a long time ago is you got to put food away for a rainy day. And the UN, of course, now, the would-be king emperors of the world, don't just want to transform energy and change the weather. They want to rebuild the entire financial system. No doubt to put the UN at the center of the rivers of money. Yep. And this is why we have gold and silver. We have junk silver. And you just can't seem to buy enough. And the whole idea is, when you don't have access to currency, and here's the other thing too. You know, we cannot become a solar and windmill paradise. And this is what they're obviously saying. They are saying it. They have to rebuild the entire world's financial system. Consider the numbers. The combined loss and damages claim for 55 countries over 20 years amounts to just $525 billion, or a paltry $26 billion a year. All these useless renewable farms are going to require at least $4 to $6 trillion a year in investments. It's crazy. They are crazy. They are insane. They think all this is going to work. makes you just want to tie them all to one of those props and spin it as many times as you can. There's a carnival ride you want to take. Strap them onto a windmill blade. Several of them. See if they can move it. They just don't get it. You know, I mean, Alyssa Milano, she traded in her Tesla because Elon Musk took over Twitter. So I went and bought a Nazi car. I went and bought Volkswagen, the people's car. Eins, zwei, drei, vier. And she says that she loves it. She's got a new Volkswagen electric vehicle. And everybody's mocking her. You see, this is Hollywood, of course. They're all behind it. They're the ones that have been programming us. They were programming you all during 2020 and 2021 when everybody was all locked down in their houses, watching all of this nonsense on TV, being brainwashed by the Communist News Network. Winston loved Big Brother. Yeah. Yeah, that was the last sentence of the book 1984 by George Orwell. If you haven't read it, maybe you should. He wrote it back in 1948 and switched the numbers around, juxtaposed the numbers. Now you got 1984. And you talk about stupidity. China is trying to achieve strict zero COVID. So they've imposed policies that have now caused massive protests. And of course, the White House has responded to that, saying, well, this is unrealistic. Yeah, their health minister, their Zha. Oh, my golly, this is not realistic. We don't think it's realistic, certainly not for the American people. Yeah. Oh, we are so diverse there in the White House, aren't we? I love it when they go, the White House responds after protests erupt. How does the White House talk? Seriously. White Houses don't talk. Somebody inside them does, right? Remember, it's not about groups, not about buildings. It's about people. It's about the people that have put in positions of authority that are trying to screw us, which is exactly what they're doing. And hundreds of thousands of people marched in Mexico's capital city yesterday in a show of support for President Manuel López Obrador, who before assuming the presidency led some of the country's biggest protests. It was the People's March. Marked 4 years in office for the leftist leader. And of course, that was a response to a large opposition march 2 weeks ago to protest Obrador's proposal to reform the country's electoral authority. Ah, you see, change the shape of the elections, just like they're doing here in America, so we can steal them. Yeah, watch 2,000 mules again. I mean, they got enough evidence, but see, no judge will let that evidence be heard because, God forbid, the truth should get out, right? And, of course, we are including an 84-page document. Is the Ukraine war a money laundering scheme? And there's a thing about that and FTX, all that there. We're including, yep, that there. Many have suspected the U.S. government security assistance to Ukraine had surpassed $98 billion as a money laundering scheme, perhaps relating to questionable activities involving American biolabs in Ukraine. Well, how do we know it's not coming back here? Yep. Records show the Ukrainian government only used $22 million of that money. The remaining $178 million appears to have vanished, leading people to suspect it was laundered back into the U.S., into the pockets of the Democratic PACs. You see, this is the thing. And when you watch 2,000 Mules, and you can watch this for free, for crying out loud. If you watch 2,000 Mules, you will see people showing up with bags of ballots, stuffing ballot boxes. See, it's those kind of people that, you know, this is why you sit outside the ballot box, outside of the camera's range, take pictures of their license plates, and then call 911 and say, I got a guy stuffing a ballot box here. He's committing a felony. Do you want me to shoot him or just hold him until you get here? I guarantee you they'll be there in a nickel. They'll be there in 5 minutes or less. I remember that one joke about the guy called and he says, I think somebody's breaking into my house. And the dispatcher said, well, we'll send a car by. minute later, he calls back. He goes, nah, you don't have to worry. I shot him already. Even though he didn't. Those cars were there within like 30 seconds. You see, this is how they respond. And see, there is nothing. There is actually Supreme Court rules that say that police do not have to answer 911 calls. They cannot be held liable for failing to respond. Did you know? Supreme Court, ultimate, superior law of the land. Yeah. It's what they did. It's craziness. But now you got money laundering. And, you know, I mean, Sam Friedman, whatever. He made bank, $300 million he siphoned up the top, allegedly. Now, before we go to the break, we'll come back on the other side with your news and phone calls. Is the Merriam-Webster Dictionary has declared gaslighting. I told you we'd get to that definition. That's the word of the year for 2022. Searches for the term skyrocketed because people didn't know. Inquiring minds want to know. I want to know. Yeah. Though there was no specific incident or usage of the word to spark the sudden interest, well, they've heard enough of it from politicians on TV and all these commentators like Little Redhead Peppermint Patty on MSDNC. The term refers to the practice of intentionally deceiving someone by telling them that the state of the world is not what they perceive it to be. The term is often used in online political debates to accuse opponents of lying. Yeah. And speaking of which, outgoing House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff said the January 6th committee is going to have to scrub some evidence from its final report before Republicans take over the House in 2023. Ooh, you see, it's all about that. They want to scrub any evidence for personally identifiable information. Yeah, so it doesn't put people's security at risk. No, we're only after Trump. That's it. They don't care about anything else. They're going to scrub evidence. You see, that's a legal term that we call spoliation. And if this January 6th committee is supposed to be so legitimate, why do they need to scrub anything? Maybe they all need to scrub the cracks of their you-know-whats. Nothing is ever clean in D.C., folks. We're going to be back with more news and maybe your phone calls. You don't have to call in if you don't want to. Sit back and listen and laugh with me here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. We'll be back after this break. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
the Power Hour, has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome back to our second segment of the first hour. Got to make it official. Wow. So, you know, we got to put on our critical thinking caps. There's a lot of news out there, you know, like we were talking about the Schiff show. That's why they call it that. You know, there's always got to be two sides to the story, right? Well, what if there's three? What if there are three sides to the story? The side nobody knows about because the two parties are keeping information from us and we have to read between the lines. Krieger, are you a conspiracy theorist? Well, you know, a lot of stuff I said a long time ago is now come true. Yeah, that was in the days when I was calling out everything for what it was. My filter was even worse back then than it is now. It's a little more refined. Houston, Texas has now issued a boil water notice. And as a result of that, the kiddies get an unexpected day off. That's right. Multiple school districts and colleges announced all of their closures today because everybody's got to boil their water now because of a system outage at a water treatment plant. Now imagine that. Imagine a solar flare, natural occurring event, a coronal mass ejection, or what happened in Texas in February of last year when pipes froze and temperatures plummeted and they shut off the electricity to tens of thousands of consumers and people died. And who paid for it? Now, ERCOT got in trouble. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, they got in trouble. Senator Bob Hall of Texas mentioned to me off mic that, yeah, we fixed that. They won't do that again. Yeah, I bet they did. People want them prosecuted. You know, this is the thing about politics and politicians and everything else. They say one thing and, you know, unless they're actually constitutional Christians, they're not going to do the right thing. That's why you've got to elect. And I know precinct committee people in Kansas that actually wanted to vote for the right guy, and they made their declaration committee-wide and were suspended from being Republican precinct committee people. They were committee chairman of their precinct, and they got kicked out because they didn't want to vote for the standard status quo. They wanted to vote for somebody that made a difference, that they felt had it all together, that was a Christian. Nope. Sorry, we can't have that. It's politics. We got to maintain the status quo. If you don't represent the two-party system, well, no, it's actually the uniparty. There's a whole bunch of people, Republican rhinos, we call them, that have defected and voted for the preservation of marriage gay bill. Gay marriage, you know, that's what they want. They want gay marriage. They don't want Adam and Eve. They want Adam and Steve because it disrupts the American family unit. That's how that works. And see, here's the thing. We told you already about Republican House candidates gaining over 3 million more votes than Democrats in the November 8th midterms, but barely secured a GOP majority in the House. Yeah, Cook Political Report shows that Republicans led by some 3.5 million votes when all the 435 House races were combined, but it was in all the wrong seats, all the wrong districts. And of course, they haven't called the races in Colorado with Lauren Boebert and one in California, even though the Republicans are leading in both. They haven't called. Who hasn't called them? You see, the thing is that they've got to tabulate the votes, and if they're not, they need to change their election system. And you know that you're living in a corrupt state if the election system is so tainted that you know your vote doesn't matter. And there are those at home that are of the opinion that my vote doesn't count because they're just going to steal the election anyway. That is a bad attitude to have. Because you see, if everybody came out and voted like they were supposed to, things would be right. But see, they don't, because they have that opinion that our government is corrupt and they're going to screw us anyway. So we'll just bend over and let them do it. Sad state of affairs, right? Brian in Missouri, welcome to the show. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. Hey, thanks for asking.
On that deal with Webster's gaslighting, these people are staying home. They've been gaslighted.
Thank you for that. They have.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying.
Right.
They have been gaslighted.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we have another issue with the senators who are voting for the queer bill.
Yeah.
Quietly, they're sea suckers. I don't know.
Well, I think, you know, either that or pedophiles, one of the two. Because, I mean, you got to ask yourself. My wife keeps saying this, and I don't know. You know, I got to give her some credence on this. She keeps saying, what's happening to all these kids that are coming across the border? Are they actually being shipped to? Yeah, where are they? I mean, are they being shipped out of the country? Are they being, because we're getting reports of pilots being paid $10,000 to fly them to Africa where they're turning them into slaves, sex slaves.
Mm-hmm.
They could be in the nation's capital sexually serving our Congress. We don't know.
That's
we
correct.
Don't know where the kids went. Nobody's asking any questions, Brian. So,
yeah, there's no tracking system on this situation.
Nope.
I wanted to bring something up about Canada.
Go ahead.
2 weeks ago, apparently they have signed a bill that has made assisted suicide legal, and they're killing the mentally ill and the homeless. And then we've got an issue in San Francisco where they now have robocops that have legally, just recently, I think it happened like the end of last week, to where they can legally use lethal force, the robots.
Well, they have robots with machine guns. We knew that. We talked about that on the show recently, but now San Francisco's got them.
Yeah, but they've changed their status where before they were enforcement, now they're killers.
Well, yeah, that's see,
that's
changing. Yeah, it is. They're changing the rules of engagement just like they did at Ruby Ridge and Waco. So, you know, wouldn't
right.
it be amazing?
So we have a jurisdictional issue.
Well, you got these robots going up and down the street, and if they got machine guns on them, just imagine how they could take out homeless encampments all along the street in just a matter of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a homeless bomb right there. We'll just kill them all.
They want to have a fun day.
Sure they
yeah.
do. You know, some sick twisted. Yeah, they can be hacked. And just imagine if somebody wanted to show the city of San Francisco a lesson and, you know, and how feckless they are. Yeah, this is pretty bad, you know, that they do this. This is technology, folks. And so, you know, this is why people are going out and buying Barrett M82A1s, because if one of these robots comes at you and you want to take it out, you got a straight line target with a good scope and a 50 caliber round right through the head of that thing. Will blow it to smithereens and it won't be able to retaliate. But see, people aren't ready for that. They're not prepared. Like I said, if you don't have a gun, you don't have a way to defend yourself, you might as well put a sign out in front saying, "Hi, I'm an unarmed Democrat. Time for a nice home invasion. What do you say? I'll fix you a cup of tea, too."
Here's one of the deals. I was thinking about these robots this morning, and I'm going, I don't know what their capability levels are. I don't know how fast they can respond in terms of reflex, how fast they can run. I don't know what kind of metal they're using as a protective coating around them. I don't know where I can get that information. Do you?
Well, we did publish that, and I think if you go to Patrick Wood's website, technocracynews.com,
okay.
technocracynews.com, and go to his search engine and type in armed robots in the search engine, I'm sure that article will come up.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
You bet, Brian. Have a good day. All righty. There you go. They came, they sat, they protested, and they left. Sounds like somebody you know. Yeah, few in attendance expected the disappointingly low turnout as a well-publicized sit-in demonstration to demand new midterm elections in Maricopa County, Arizona. Yeah, it happened. Yeah, David Clements, a former New Mexico State University business professor, wasn't satisfied with the poor showing. He lost his job in October of last year because he didn't want to get the jab. You know, he's warning people. This is you saving your country for your children. You got to fix your vision right now, folks. There was only 150 protesters showed up at the city's downtown Veterans Memorial. Are you tough or are you not? Are you weak? Are you feckless? Or are you someone who will stand firm and grow this crowd? Yep. And you see, the thing is, Carrie Lake now is saying that Maricopa County should delay certification. Officials later confirmed the canvas will go ahead as scheduled. And Lake says they're trying to run out the clock. She's filed a lawsuit in Maricopa County. I have a copy of that. We're going to include that in your link so you can actually open it up and read it on your email blast. I don't think that suit went far enough, to tell you the truth. I think she needed if she asked for injunctive relief, that's one thing to stop it. But she now is vowing a larger legal challenge after the first election lawsuit was filed by her campaign. And of course, this social credit system that we were talking about earlier. Now, just imagine if you went to your bank and started withdrawing your money. You know, those ferns, we call them ferns, Federal Reserve notes. And you started pulling them out en masse. And they're like, "Man, I've seen you here every day. Is everything all right?" "Nope, it's not all right." This social credit system, you know, in the future, I may not be able to come here and withdraw $500 in cash. They're going to stop it. In fact, they may take all the ATMs completely out of every location so you cannot access that. This is one of Krieger's predictions. When they institute that in this country, every ATM will disappear. They won't have them. So if you're invested in any company that makes ATM machines, you can short them now. Let's put it this way. I didn't give you that because it's financial advice. Let's put it this way. Let's suggest that any company that manufactures ATMs, if it was me, I might, if I was trading in options, I would short the hell out of them right as they were implementing the digitally cashless society, because those ATMs are going to go away and you won't be able to get any cash out. and you will clean up in whatever digital market you're in. Like, that makes a whole lot of sense, right? See, that's why every time I think about being put back in the dark ages, it's like, serves this country right. Because all these people, I mean, they're saying 50% of those surveyed in America have said now they don't trust the vaccines. 50%? I think that figure is much larger. I mean, we got 14-year-olds now getting myocarditis and pericarditis, and they can't even function. They're lucky they're not dead, because many of them are. And the figures in the VAERS system that say 30,000 deaths, that's more like 3 million. Because only 1% is reported on VAERS. So if they say that 1.3 million people have been adversely affected by the jab, multiply that times 100 and you have 13 million of those people that got the jab out of the 220 million have had adverse events. And those are the ones that were real sensitive to the jabs. Now, if you go out and get jabbed twice and boosted, well, your days are numbered. Many of you have noticed your cell phones now say 5G on them. Well, wait till they get 6G going. If you think you got radiation problems and EMF problems now, you just wait. Women who accused convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein of sexual abuse have filed two separate lawsuits against JP Morgan Chase and Company and Deutsche Bank. That's what I call them. Deutsche Bank, but I call them Deutsche Bank. I keep saying Deutsche Bank to all these attorneys I talk to, and they start laughing. They go, Krieger, why are you calling it Deutsche Bank? I said, well, because they are douches. And I'm figuring that some attorney is going to go into court after hearing me say Deutsche Bank so many times. He's going to say, well, Deutsche Bank's attorney over here. And he's going to go, oops. He's going to let it slip. He's going to say Deutsche Bank. He's going to lose it and say Deutsche Bank in court. The judge is going to go, what did you say? And that's when the fun starts. Hey, look, take that attorney and put him in the gray bar lockup for overnight. Bring your toothbrush. Yeah. You see, these judges, they have not helped the system at all. The ones that are given homes away so they can be sold and end up in BlackRock's portfolio. Yeah, it's happening. You can't sit there and tell me it isn't, because I've been dealing in foreclosures the last 13 years, for crying out loud. I know what they're doing. They want to turn us into a nation of renters. And those of you who own your property, you need to make sure your taxes are paid and protest anything that goes up. Here's the thing you can do to stop that nonsense about tax, this thing with the counties. You've got to keep track of what's going on in your neighborhood, and you got to look at least 1 mile out, and then look 5 miles out, and look at the sales of properties within the last 6 months, all right? And you can do that. Research is there. Whether you go to Zillow, whether you go to Realtor.com, doesn't matter. You can go to Adam Data. They have published studies too. ATTOMdata.com, AdamData.com. I just got a list of almost 13,000 active notices of foreclosure filed in the state of California. Yeah. And 2,800 of those are on the auction block right now and are going to be sold in the next 90 days. And that is expected to go up, as Adam Data now reports that the housing market is about to suffer a decline in prices. Watch for it, because it's going to happen. But the social credit system that they want to put in here, I mean, we're talking about digital IDs, proof of vaccinations, vaccine passports. I mean, and our borders are wide open. I don't see any vaccine passports coming out. I don't see anybody coming to this country that's been offered a proof of vaccination, have you? As a matter of fact, because of what Governor Abbott did, sending all these illegals to Chicago that came across the Texas border, all the people from Illinois, both state and local officials, Cook County, Illinois, and the state of Illinois, all their officials decided, you know what? Let's go down to the border and find out what's going on. Well, they got a rude awakening. I think the term was eye-opening. And they wonder why. Sorry, but if you call yourself a sanctuary state or a sanctuary city and you don't like it, well, maybe you should change your way you think, because you're not critically thinking. You're trying to be a communist. And come on, let's call them what they are. Really, everybody in this administration are commie pigs. They are. Where's Joe McCarthy when you need him? And Roy Cohn, where are they when you need him? Every one of these people in the White House, including Biden and Harris, are communists. They espouse all the situations and all the scenarios and all the planks of the manifesto that the communists believe in. And if you don't believe me, go read the planks of the Communist Manifesto. They're online. You can go to your DuckDuckGo and say planks of the Communist Manifesto, and all of them will come up. Because, see, once BlackRock takes over all these houses and they have complete control of it, all it takes is one move by our government to do what they do in Mexico, and that's nationalize BlackRock. Now, the government owns all the houses. The government can take and take and take. And as long as you have a bank account, you see, this is what it's all boiling down to, which is why the Irish and the English protested by going in and threatening to close their accounts if we participated in that system. You know, this is what they did to their own governments and told their governments, you're not doing this. You're not screaming loud enough if you're not. You have to tell people, sorry, but we're not implementing that kind of cashless society nonsense here. We like our cash, even if it is fiat. You know, see, here's the will of the people. They seem to forget this. Politicians get elected, and they forget everything that they promised us to serve the will of we the people, not the other way around. They get in, and they get corrupted. They turn into pedophiles and, you know, succumb to the system, vote for gay marriage, preservation bills. You know, that's what the rhinos are doing. A whole bunch of them. Just defected and went to, well, we need to preserve the right, Mitch. Hey, Mitch, how many little kids have you had? Got to wonder about these old farts up there. They need to go. I have a feeling that when Mitch's term is up, somebody's going to run against him and get him booted. That man does not need to be Senate Minority Leader anymore behind Chucky. Chucky needs to go, too. Maybe he'll open a Chuck E. Cheese when he leaves office. You'll see Chucky out there with a knife right out in front of Chuck E. Cheese, and he'll get sued for copyright infringement. We can only hope. I'm just thinking outside the box here, folks. It's all right. And Fauci, by the way, he got deposed in a Louisiana case, and he stated he could not recall key details about his action during the pandemic. Yeah. He was deposed by Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry and the Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt. They spent 7 hours with him. This is a man who single-handedly wrecked the U.S. economy based upon the science. Follow the science. If you attack me, you attack science. Over the course of 7 hours, it was discovered that he can't recall practically anything dealing with this COVID response, according to what Landry told the Epoch Times. He just said, I can't recall. I haven't seen that. And I think we need to put these documents into context, Landry added. It was extremely troubling to realize that this is a man who advises presidents of the U.S. and yet couldn't recall information he put out, information he discussed, press conferences he held. This sounds almost like the Watergate. I don't remember. I can't recall. I don't remember. I can't recall. They were all told to say that in front of congressional committees. Remember that? Use the old I can't recall. Really, you can't recall? What, did the shots make you senile, Fauci? Are you an idiot? I am going to attack the science, Fauci. You need to hang. Nuremberg, too. We need to have Nuremberg, too. Line them all up.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier. Eins, zwei, drei, vier.
Hogan, 30 days in the cooler.
Shut up, Clink.
Yep. And Biden, of course, is attacking semi-automatic gun ownership. He vows to push firearm curbs during the lame duck Congress. Good luck with that, you senile old fool. Oh, by the way, you know the guy that shot up the Buffalo supermarket? Well, he's now pleaded guilty. He could face a death penalty under the federal hate crime charges. Right now, he's got a life sentence facing him. Pleaded guilty to all 15 counts. Such a no. And, of course, the Virginia Walmart shooting was an employee, a manager. He was pissed off. That's why he went in and shot up the place. So you got to look around. You know, it's no wonder nobody wants to go to work. You go to work and you get some disgruntled employee. It's like, I'm going to call in sick the next few days to see what this guy does. He's threatened to shoot up the place. I'm not going to be here when he does. And they all leave. You know, because he could have shot up more than just a break room. He shot and killed six people before turning the gun on himself, realizing, okay, I'm not serving any time in prison. So, you know, because they'll make a sex slave out of you. You know that. They'll call you pretty boy, and that's when the trouble starts. Yep, they throw you in a jail with lots of horny men. See, that's why one of the reasons why I think you're kind of in a situation to where if the rules of engagement change and it's at your doorstep, think about those things. Because look what happened at Waco and Ruby Ridge, and how many of them do we have to have before people wake up? How many times does the rules of engagement have to change? Well, you see, every time the fool in the White House opens his mouth, the reprobate, and starts talking about taking away your rights to own a gun, as natural and God-given as they are, and we seem to forget about the Second Amendment to the Constitution, don't we? And, of course, the IRS now is coming out. I'd like to know how the IRS says this. Yeah, news release, of course. They make it blank. Americans are going to be unpleasantly surprised to find their tax refunds smaller than expected for 2022. Yeah. So whatever you think is going to supplement your savings, yeah. Taxpayers are not going to get an additional stimulus payment either because there were no economic impact payments for 2022. So IRS is, yeah, kindler and gentler, right? Yep. Okay. Wow. All right. So we're going to come back with Gregory Wrightstone after the break, talking about global warming propaganda. In the meantime, we have 50 some odd news stories on here available in your email blast. You don't sign up. You need to sign up. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Hard Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle